There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, June 11th edition. We got a 15-gamer on tap. We got everybody playing some baseball tonight, and it doesn't look like there's any rain to worry about. You got some wind blowing in from left field in Philadelphia between the D-backs and the Phillies, about 11 miles an hour. Wind blowing almost out to right field, kind of across the field in Boston, in Texas and Boston, about 13 miles an hour. And blowing in Colorado about 12 miles an hour, but I wouldn't worry too much about that. It's Colorado. But fun while on tap tonight. If you need more assistance, more tools, more articles, and a member Discord chat, go check out thequantedge.com. Got everything you need over there. They got football ramping up. They got the best balls coming soon. If you want to try it all out, you get the rest of the MLB season for $10 off if you use promo code Bubba. Get it for $74.99. If you want to try all the sports, you want to get that best ball action going on, maybe a couple more NBA playoff games, you can check out the all sports first month for $19.99 or try a 5-day trial for $5, all using promo code Bubba. So go check it out, thequantedge.com. All right, your pitchers on the slate. You got four guys over 10K. They're almost all in play. Chris Paddock, 10-6 at the San Francisco Giants. Paddock's been a little not good of late. There's no sugarcoating that. He's faced the Giants once this year, 5 innings, 1 earned, 7 Ks for 21.5 points. He's been better at home than on the road, but his last few starts at Philly or at home against Philly got destroyed. At the Yankees got destroyed. Was good at Arizona. At the Dodgers got destroyed. And then prior to that was just pure filth. So he's going into San Francisco, pitcher-friendly ballpark, against a team that's not good at baseball. We know this very, very well. And we'll get to that in a second because I jumped the gun. Here are your totals on tonight's slate. D-backs, Phillies, 9. Mets, Yankees, 9. Blue Jays, Orioles, 9. Reds, Indians, 8.5. A's, Rays, waiting on that one because of the opener. Cardinals, Marlins, 8. Rangers, Red Sox, waiting on that one as Darwinian Hernandez making the spot start for the Red Sox. Pirates, Braves, 10. Brewers, Astros, 9. Mariners, Twins, 10. Nationals, White Sox, 9.5. Tigers, Royals, 9. Cubs, Rockies, 12. Padres, Giants, 8. Waiting on the total. Dodgers, Angels because of the opener there. But 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 of the currently 12 totals we have are 9 or above. So take that as you wish. But back to Chris Paddock at 10-6 against the Gigantes. You got a Giants team striking out 23.5% of the time versus right-handed pitching. You know, that offense, not good. Paddock, 27-plus percent K rate, 42% ground ball rate. Does grip with hard contact. Again, pitcher-friendly ballpark. Giants team total of 3.6. Giants have a 285 wOBA and a 156 ISO. First right-handed pitching, Chris Paddock at 10-6. If he's ever looking for a bounce-back spot, this is it. It's a really good spot for him there. You have Patrick Corbin at 10-3, another guy looking for a bounce-back because he was the chalk of the chalk his last time out, letting a lot of people down at San Diego. 5 innings, 3 earned, 6 Ks for 11.3. Got shelled at Cincy the start before. A couple good starts prior to that, though. So very up and down with Patrick Corbin. But you get a Chicago White Sox team, very, very inconsistent ball club. They strike out 26% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Pat Corbin is a minus 180 road favorite at this point in time. His 27% K rate, 47% ground ball rate. And a White Sox team with a 4.1 team total. Lefties 270, righties 330 off Corbin. But it gets even better. A White Sox team that struggles tremendously versus lefties. 302 wOBA, 119 ISO. So if Corbin can get it together, it's been a little rocky road here of late. He's in a really, really good spot against a White Sox team you can take serious advantage of. And the last guy above 10K that we're going to take a peek at is James Paxton, making the start tonight against the New York Mets, 10,100. Paxton's been, you know, at Toronto, got shelled. He's made two starts as his return. Toronto got shelled, 3 earned and 4 2/3. Prior to that, San Diego, 4 innings, 7 Ks, no earned. He threw 66 pitches against San Diego, 83 against Toronto. I'm pretty sure he's good for 95-plus now. It's back to normal James Paxton at 10-1 at home against the New York Mets. There's a lot to like there with Paxton. The team strikes out over 23.5% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Paxton, 33% K rate. Does give up a lot of fly balls, though. Something to keep in mind there. But a Mets team with a 3.85 team total, second lowest on the slate. Lefties, 296. Righties, 277. But the Mets are showing surprising numbers, 334 wOBA, 195 ISO versus left-handed pitching. So it's a yin or yang with James Paxton, but it's a really good spot there versus the Mets. Something to keep in mind. But I rank it, I got Paddock 1, Paxton 2, Corbin 3 up top in the 10K range. That's how I'd break it down for you there. Now we drop down a bit. We don't play in the 9Ks. We got on to the 8Ks and the Bull. Spencer Turnbull, $8,600 at the Kansas City Royals. Spencer started out the year outstanding. Been a little rocky of late, but he's faced the Royals twice this year. 13 total innings, 3 total earned runs, 17 Ks in those 13 innings. He's averaging 24 points in appearance versus Kansas City. Been a little up and down of late, as I mentioned, but the upside is very much there in this matchup against the Kansas City team that's not playing good baseball. They strike out 23% of the time versus right-handed pitching. The Bull, a 22% K rate, almost 50% ground ball rate, which is outstanding. And you got a Kansas City team, the 4.7 team total, lefties 357, righties only 272 versus the Bull. So there's a little bit to like there at $8,600. Yes, the Royals can wake up, but they've been really, really cold of late. Really, really cold. They started out the year great. It's been pretty quiet in Kansas City of late. Going on down a little farther, sticking in Kansas City, you got the likes of Jacob Junis, $7,200 at home against the Detroit Tigers. A very risky play, but a cheap play. He's faced the Tigers once this year, 6 innings, 3 earned, 8 Ks, or 18.1 points. It's all or nothing with Jacob Junis. 3.9 against Boston, 23.9 at Texas, 16.7 against the Yanks, 15 against the Angels. Pretty good overall numbers with Junis. Yes, it could go south in a hurry, but the upside's there. The lack of getting destroyed all the time is there. He's got a lot of ground balls in that arm, a 40, almost 7% ground ball rate. And the Tigers strike out over 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching. So a lot to like when you look at that angle. They have a 4.3 total. They have a 286 wOBA and a 148 ISO versus right-handed pitching. So Jacob Junis at 72 does have some upside on this slate. John Means, $7,100 at home against the Toronto Blue Jays. Another guy with the boomer bust type upside. That's the kind of the name of the slate here. Pick your poison and rock and roll. He's been good at home this year, better at home, I should say. A 1.53 home ERA compared to 3.73 on the road, averaging 15 DraftKings points per start at home this season. His last start, 17.9 at Texas, 23.7 against Detroit. Had a couple rocky road starts with him back at home, 19.3 against the Angels, 24 against Boston. So pitching really, really well at home, as we said. And it's a Toronto Blue Jays team that you can pick on as they strike out over 25% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Means 20% K rate, 41% ground ball rate. And when you look at Toronto a little deeper, they have a 4.16 total. It's like middle of the pack tonight. Lefties 258, righties 320 versus Means. But the Blue Jays as a team, a 283 wOBA and a 146 ISO versus left-handed pitching is not good at all. So there is some serious upside there with John Means against the Toronto Blue Jays at $7,100. Last but not least in this range at 7,000 is Trent Thornton in that same match of Toronto at Baltimore. Another very, very risky play, kind of boomer busty type stuff. But Thornton's been good on the road, 3.21 ERA, 15.6 points on average compared to a 6.39 ERA at home. Last few road starts got beat up at Tampa, but then 16.5 at Chicago, 22 at the Giants, 24 at Texas. So three good road starts there in a row. Very boomer bust with Trent Thornton. But again, facing an Orioles team you can take advantage of. When it comes to the O's, they strike out 23% of the time versus right-handed pitching, 25% K rate for Thornton. Does give a lot of fly balls, only a 34% ground ball rate. And you look at a Baltimore team with a team total of 4.42. Not bad on a slate like this. They have a 294 wOBA, which is bad, and a 166 ISO for his right-handed pitching. So Trent Thornton at 7K has some upside as well, which sounds really bad to say, but there's really no lockdown guys on this site, let's put it that way. In the mid-tier range, I got Turnbull 1, Means 2, Thornton 3, Jacob Junis 4. Now to the punts. Again, it's ugly, so we got to take some chances, and these are the chances I'm looking at this point in time. I might dig more into Martin Perez. He's been really rocky the last three starts, but before that was outstanding. I respect Seattle's ability to hit left-handed pitching, but they've been a little quiet of late, so I'll look into Martin Perez more. But right now, Tyler Beede, $6,600 at home, which is a big plus for me, a 3.86 home ERA compared to 8.8 on the road. And with Beede, it's just been the walks, you know, 4, 3, 3, 3 or more walks in four straight starts. And it's just, that's what's killing him. Other than that, you know, he had 5 earned in his last start against the Mets. That was one big inning. It was one inning that got him. Other than that, 6 innings, 1 earned against Miami, 2 1/3, 1 earned against Toronto, 2 earned at Colorado. But they're going to need him to go long. He went 94 and 101 pitches his last two. He's won 4 more Ks in 3 straight. The upside is definitely there against San Diego. It's a team that can surprise you at times. I'm not going to say San Diego can't hit. They're sneakier than you'd think this year. But they also strike out 27% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Beede's got a 21% K rate, a 13% swinging strike rate, and a 49% ground ball rate. It's that 16% walk rate. If he's not walking, guys, Beede's in for a good one tonight. And that's what I'm looking forward to. You got a San Diego team with a 4.4 team total, 297 wOBA, and a 173 ISO. So it's like they don't overall hit righties good. When they hit them, they hit them with a lot of authority. So it's kind of the pick your poison. It will be a little warmer than usual in San Diego, so the ball will carry more. But Beede at 66 has some serious upside against San Diego. Dakota Hudson's going to be the popular one down here, and I don't blame anybody for doing it. He's $6,200 at the Miami Marlins. This is a really, really good spot. Michael Waka shut him down last night. You got Dakota Hudson coming off 13, 19, 10, 19. Four straight starts of double digits, 13 or more, and three of those four. At $6,200, you would take that more often than not. You got a Miami Marlins team, strikes out over 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Dakota's not a huge strikeout guy, but he does walk too many, but he has a 61% ground ball rate. So he keeps the ball in the ballpark, and hopefully he'll rack up some strikeouts and not walk the farm, and you'll be okay. The other cool thing, Miami, facing a $6,200 pitcher, has the third lowest team total on the slate. Lefty's 401, righty's 289 versus Dakota. Miami's a righty-heavy lineup. And when you look at Miami, they have a 282 wOBA and a 112 ISO that is dreadful versus right-handed pitching. So Dakota Hudson at 62 checks all the boxes. I totally get why everyone's going to play him tonight. It's going to be sucky to play a chalky Dakota Hudson, but it's there. I get it. Last but not least, we're going to mention Peter Lambert of Colorado. We picked on him when he faced the Cubs his last time out in Wrigley. 7 innings, 4 hits, 1 earned, 1 walk, 9 Ks for 32.8 points. This guy shocked me and shocked many. I listened to the Fireside Chat with Nick Pollock and Paul Sporer. They broke him down, and they were thoroughly impressed with what they saw. This wasn't a name on many people's radars. We discussed last time on Quick Hits, but what they saw was great. They dug more into his minors, and they're seeing improvements this year. Here's the catch. It's $5,600, which is great, but just remember, it's going to be in Coors. Chicago does strike out 23% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Lambert looked great in his first start. Again, his first start, so take it with a grain of salt. But Chicago's got a 340 wOBA and a 199 ISO. They just saw him, so it's not like they're not familiar with him. If it was like a new team that hadn't seen him before, he might fool them. I get it as a punt at 56 if you want to go there. It's not a lock and load. I think people might get excited from that last start, and maybe he throws well again. But going into Coors is a different animal. So he's on the radar as a play. Just be careful. So down below, I got Hudson 1, Beede 2, Lambert 3. Recapping our pitching on this 15-gamer. Up top, Paddock, Paxton, Corbin. In the middle, Turnbull, Means, Thornton, Junis. Down below, you got Hudson, Beede, and Peter Lambert. All right, let's get into the bats on this 15-gamer catcher's position. Wilson Contreras and Coors at 52. Is it okay? Gary Sanchez at 49 versus Vargas, okay as well. But for me, if you're paying up, you're paying for Mitchie Garver at $5,000, a guy that was crushing it before he went to the IL, and he's picking up where he's left off, 15 and 24 in his last two. He's been raking, really getting it done since coming back from the IL, as you'd expect with Mitch Garver. And he gets Mike Leake tonight. Minnesota's got a 5.66 team total, the highest total outside of Coors. Lefties are hitting 345, righties 368 off Mike Leake. And when you look at Mike Leake, Mike Leake's given up a boatload of hard contact, 40% hard contact rate. Gives up a lot of home runs this season. Lots of home runs off of Mike Leake's back. So Mitch Garver, if you're paying him a 5K, is in play. But we're looking at the catcher position. It's a good position to save on tonight. You could go Chris Iannetta at 41 versus Quintana if you choose to go there. But like Jorge Alfaro versus Hudson, yes, heavy ground ball guy, so pick your poison. He's been very good versus righties. But Alfaro's got that pop if you so choose, but I'd rather have Iannetta for 100 more. Or you drop down to a guy like Christian Vasquez versus Jurado of Texas. Vasquez playing really, really well overall on the season. Kind of quiet here the last 10 days, so keep that in mind. But against Jurado, you can... Lefties 288, righties 317. So Christian Vasquez at the $3,900 price point, he's worth the look for you. If you want to get weird, James McCann versus Corbin. We know how much James McCann likes hitting lefties. He's $3,700. That's an option for you as well. But you look at guys like Josh Fegley, because Beeks is coming in, so he'll face a lefty. He's 36. I respect Beeks, but that's there. Like Chance Cisco at 36, very solid look there against Thornton. Cisco's a very nice left-handed catching bat. He had, in his last few starts, 14 and 11 in his last two starts. He's got 14, 11, and 2 in his three starts so far this season. Tore up spring training. Everyone was shocked when he got sent down to the minors. He's back. It should be him and Severino splitting duties. Facing Thornton at 36. Does have some upside there for Chance Cisco. I like that in a mid-price range. Other than that, kind of check your lines. Like a Brian McCann at 33 versus Archer is not bad. Archer's throwing back-to-back good starts. Just faced Atlanta, so I'll kind of stay away from that. But, yeah, check your lineups. You got Zunino. You got Darnold from Tampa versus Mike Fiers with some upside as well. First base, A to the Rizzo went deep yesterday. He's 56 versus Lambert. It's a great play as well. Bellinger against Pena. Pena's been great this year. His last start was bad. They've been using the opener with him. His last start was horrific. And Bellinger could take advantage of that. He's been a little quiet. We talked about it yesterday. He's been quiet of late, but that is an upside play. But it's like Rizzo, or you drop $5,300. Howie Kendrick versus the lefty, Banuelos. Kendrick averaging 10.6 over his last 10, 20 and 14 in his last two, 2014, 9, 8, 9 in his last five. So eight or more in his last five. Tons of upside there. We know he mashes left-handed pitching. Washington's got a 5.4 team total. It's the second highest outside of Coors. Lefties 360, righties 373 versus Manny Banuelos. So Howie Kendrick at 53, very, very good look on tonight's slate. Freddie Freeman, we talked about him a lot yesterday. He went deep again. Just keeps crushing. He's 51. Josh Bell at 5K. I don't mind that Oliver's faulty as you target lefties versus Mike Foltynewicz. Jay Bruce, guess what, guys? He went deep again yesterday. Everyone went deep in that game. But he went deep again yesterday at $4,800 against John Duplantier. I like Duplantier quite a bit. I think he's a really good pitcher. I'm not going to use him in DFS just yet because I want to keep getting his feet wet. But in a very small sample, he's showing reverse splits. 301 lefty, 340 righty. But he tore through the minors last year, and he pitched pretty well this year. So, good pitcher, but going into Philadelphia, might be a little too much to ask for the kid this soon. When you go on down a little farther, you got like Luke Voit versus Vargas at 44 is not a horrible play. Nico Goodrum versus Junis at 44 is you can take care advantage of Junis from time to time. Like CJ Cron versus Leake, we mentioned, you know, righties are actually hitting lefties better than Leake, but everyone's hitting Leake to be fair. But $4,400 for CJ Cron, we prefer him versus a lefty, but in a matchup like that, big time upside, and people might see righty-righty, so you'll get kind of an ownership advantage there. So don't sleep on Crone. You know, we're a very pro-Minnesota group here, and they're in for another smash spot yet again tonight. So Minnesota versus Leake is a, yeah, that's hashtag team sex. You go down farther, you got guys like Garrett Cooper at 41. It's a tough matchup versus Hudson, surprisingly, but the upside's there because Hudson's shaky at times. Reese Hoskins hit a moonshot yesterday. He's 41 in a GPP, but if you want to save some cash after CJ Cron, G-Man Choi went deep again yesterday. He's 4K. He's averaging almost 10 his last 10. 19, 3, 14, 17, 10, 3, 14 of late. So basically 10 or more points in 5 of his last 7. Choi's swinging a very, very hot stick. He's 4K tonight versus Mike Fiers. Something to definitely take a look at. Lefty's 320, righty's 350 off Fiers, but Choi at 4K. Very nice kind of mid-range price guy that you could take advantage of. Eric Hosmer at 38, a cheaper one versus Beedy I could go to, but a tougher ballpark to take advantage of, but definitely in play at $3,800. I'd rather get the G-Man Choi at that point. Second base, they got Moose at 52 versus Peacock. If you are going to pick on Peacock, it's with lefties. But Peacock is at home. He's pitched really well this year, so keep that in mind. David Bote at 5K versus Lambert went deep yesterday. Good spot tonight. Ketel Marte against Mr. Contact himself, Jake Arrieta at 49. Definite upside there with Marte. We talked about Brandon Lau yesterday. He went to Ding Dong City. Great spot versus Fires tonight at 4,800. DJ LeMahieu versus Vargas at 47 is very good. And then a GPP play. Derek Dietrich at 47. I like quite a bit against Trevor Bauer. Bauer is broken. Absolutely broken. And now you get Derek Dietrich in this matchup. Lefties are hitting 388 this year off of Trevor Bauer. Righty's only 282, which is still not bad. But lefties hitting 388 on Trevor Bauer. Bauer's given up 40% hard contact, and he's only got a 40% ground ball rate. He's given up a lot of fly balls, a lot of hard fly balls. And you get Dietrich in this matchup. It could be very interesting at 47. GPP only, but the upside is very intriguing for Derek Dietrich. If you want to get cheaper and you think John Means is not going to be good, Lourdes Gurriel at 43 is a very solid play in that matchup. The GPP play, Tommy La Stella at 42 versus Maeda. Maeda's been pretty decent this year, but man, La Stella's been crushing it. He put up a goose egg last night, but then 14 and 21 the previous two, a 5, then a 10, and a 26. Really swinging a hot stick at $4,200, showing some upsides. But what I would do, I'd go down to 4,000. It's like, if you think Gurriel's there, good. If not, Brian Dozier, I've been writing about him lately. I've been talking about him. He's averaging over 10 points in his last 10. Put up a 13-pointer last night. 13, 0, 16, 12, 21. A couple duds, then 12 and 19. The dude's crushing it. He's looking like the Dozier of old. He's crushing lefties, more importantly. Gets Manny Banuelos tonight. So Dozier at 4K is a great play at second base. Really good play if you're not paying up for one of the big boys. Dozier's really, really solid at that price point. Jonathan Scopes, GPP relevant at 38. Whoever's leading off for Pittsburgh between Frazier and Newman at 37 is a value for you. A few other values to maybe take a look at. You got Cesar Hernandez versus Duplantier at 36. I don't mind him as a leadoff guy when you're down there. Vargas of Arizona went deep yesterday. He's 35 versus Arrieta. You can take a peek there. Chad Pender at 34 as the lefty Beeks is coming in. But a guy I've been going to a lot at discounts is Tony Kemp at 34 versus Peralta. If somehow the Scalzo's in the Cubs lineup, he's only 34 in Coors. So keep that in mind. But definitely some options down here. There's a few others like Nicky Lopez and a few others that I got 3,100 if you need it really weird, but I hope you don't need to. Third base, you got Arenado versus Quintana versus a lefty in Coors. That's a very, very good look. Arenado hit a bomb yesterday. He's 5,600. But you go back to the Nats. You got Rendon at 55. You got Kendrick at 53. Both in great spots versus Banuelos. I love Coors slates when there's really, really good options outside of Coors, because I will attack everything outside of Coors all day long. Why all the fish just run to Coors Field. I will take advantage of that all day long. We were on Atlanta and Pittsburgh yesterday, and that worked out well. So we even talked to Philadelphia D-backs. So there you go. But back to the matter at hand here. Moustakas, we mentioned. But if you're not going for like Kendrick or Rendon or even Arenado, Rafael Devers at 51 versus Jurado at home is a very good look, as he's been one of the hottest hitters in baseball. We mentioned Bote already. Eduardo Escobar, big night last night in Philadelphia. He's 49 in his matchup versus Arrieta. You got LeMahieu and Cash at 47. You can look at a guy like Alex Bregman. Willie Peralta at 45 is going for Milwaukee tonight. Freddie Peralta. We know with Peralta, 305 lefties, 294 righties. It's all or nothing with Peralta. He's either going to just shut everybody down, or he's going to get hit all over the diamond because he just throws fastball after fastball after fastball. So you don't know which one you're going to get, but that's the angle there. Matt Carpenter at 42 is a nice value against Eliezer Hernandez, making the spot start for Caleb Smith for the Fish. When you look at the Cardinals, lefties 341, righties 136 against Eliezer Hernandez. Carp's been one of the one consistencies for the Cards these days, so 4,200 is in play. You can look at La Stella, you can look at Chapman if you so choose. They're not horrible plays, but like Colin Moran at 41. I'll go back to that. Well, we talked about him a lot lately. At 7 more points last night. Just really putting it together well with that big upside at $4,100. So take a look at that. Vlad Guerrero Jr. at 41 versus John Means. Very good look there as well. And then it's like, do you gamble with Kyle Seager? He does hit lefties well, but you don't know. There's some value. Like Adrianza, if he's in the lineup for his leak, is a value play. Jose Ramirez is down to 3,500. I just can't bring myself to do it. He's just so inconsistently bad. But there's more good plays up top than bad plays down below. So just keep that in mind. Shortstop, you got Trevor Story in Coors versus lefty at 58. It's very, very good. You got Javi Baez versus Lambert at 56. Not bad as well. But you don't have to just go there. You can look at Elvis Andrus at 53 versus Darwinian Hernandez. He's been struggling tremendously in Double A this year, getting the spot start tonight. So keep him in mind. But I'd rather save some cash. You could GPP relevant Lindor versus Castillo. But you got like Trey Turner at 49 versus Banuelos. That's great. Jorge Polanco at 49 versus Mike Leake. That's great. Even Fernando Tatis Jr. at 47 versus Tyler Beattie's got some upside. If you think Beattie's not going to cut it, you can go to a Tatis. Tatis probably more GPP relevant than cash. I'd probably rather have Polanco and then Turner. But Tatis could have a big night versus Beattie. You go down farther, you look at guys like Tim Anderson at GPP versus Corbin. Or Corey Seager continues to be too cheap. He's $4,300 for his Felix Pena. 7 more points last night. He's averaging 11. I think he's just a great cash game play night in and night out with GPP upside, stack upside at $4,300 for Corey Seager. I like that quite a bit. Marcus Semien, player of the week last week at $4,100. You can go that direction. Oh, we talked about Didi Gregorius yesterday. He's still $3,900. He hits lefties extremely, extremely well. So take a gander at that. Farther down you go, though, there's going to be mix and match options like Tim Beckham versus Martin Perez. Beckham hits lefties really well at 37. Mentioned Adrianza. Somehow Manny Machado is only $3,600 versus Tyler Beattie. I know Machado's not had the greatest of year. He's third base shortstop eligible. I know he's only averaging 5 points his last 10, but Tyler frickin' Beattie and Manny Machado's 3,600. That's rough. That's rough, and that's going to be hard not to play. That's going to be really hard not to play at shortstop or third base because that, and I know it's in San Francisco, so that kind of sucks as well, but man, Machado versus Tyler Beattie is only $3,600. That's just not right, DraftKings. Not cool. All right, let's get to the outfield on this bad boy. You got Christian Yelich versus Peacock at 59, but Charlie Blackmon at 57 versus Quintana, the lower owned because it's lefty-lefty. Blackmon went deep yesterday. Interesting angle there. Trout just continues to crush baseballs. Austin Meadows versus Fires. All great plays. Bellinger, David Dahl, Schwarber went deep yesterday. Oh, they raised his price. They got the memo, folks. We talked about him yesterday at 45, how stupid that was. I think I had him 100% of my lineups, like all three of them. He's up to 52 now. They got the Coors-filled memo with Kyle Schwarber. Thank you, DraftKings. It's still a great price tag for him. He's going to be leading off for the Cubs against Lambert, so I don't hate it at all. I think it's a really good play at 52. But man, it was just too hard not to play him at 45. That was just stupid. You can look at 100 Pence at 51 if you choose. Juan Soto at 5K crushes lefties. I like that quite a bit. So for 5K and above, if I had to just pick a couple, I want Trout, I want Meadows, I want Schwarber, I want Soto, and then I want Belly. That's like my top five. They're all in play. They're all mix and match stacks. Just pick your poison on that one. When you get below 5K, it's really a matter of your stances. Ozuna versus Hernandez, very good at 49. If you're playing Arizona, Ketel Marte is obviously a good play in a stack. It's hard to pay for a one-off with Ketel Marte when you see the options around him. But in a stack, you can go there. Mookie Betts at 48 versus Jurado, very good look as well, as you can take advantage of the youngster there in Boston. But I mentioned him yesterday. I loved the Pirates. I loved Marte because I said don't forget him. Because of the reverse splits versus Gausman. And given the second home run, I don't believe was off of Gausman. But the first one was, Marte double-donged for 37 DraftKings points. He's averaging 14 over his last 10. 37 and 11 in his last two. He had a 3, a 0, then a 20, a 12, a 5, a 27, a 22. Starling Marte is a very good ball player. A perennial all-star. And no one talks about this guy. No one talks about him. Baseball happens. You're going to have zeros. You're going to have fours. You're going to have fives. Bad nights will happen. But when you're as good as guys like Starling Marte and others, and he's just quietly putting 20-pointers out there and no one's playing him, I'll play him. Starling Marte at 48 versus Mike Foltynewicz. Very, very intriguing. Pittsburgh is back on the slate again tonight. 4.7 team totals. Lefties 335. In the past, it was always lefties versus Folty. Well, right now, lefties 335. Righties hitting 351. Marte is back in play tonight. Back in play at 4,800. But you got guys like Eddie Rosario and Max Kepler at 48 versus Mike Leake. Oh, boy. That is some good stuff right there, boys and girls. Hayward at 48 in Coors. Yeah, it's not bad, but he's just been so freaking bad. But it's Coors. But Acuna Jr., I say it every day. I start getting into it. Play him. Play him. Grand Slam. $4,700. The dude's good. Dude's very good. It's kind of the Starling Marte thing. It's no one plays these guys. and they're just so damn good. Like, those are the kind of one-offs I like. There's other one-offs I'm not a big fan of. Like, Hunter Pence is not a one-off. Marte, Acuna, one-offs. I can do that if you're not stacking. I prefer him in a stack, but they're not necessary in a stack. Nelson Cruz on fire, homered in the four straight games, gets Mike Leake at 47. He's in play for you. Jock Jams versus Pena and GPP at 47. I like that quite a bit. If you want to target BD, Hunter Renfro is a GPP type play. But you go down to guys like Avisel Garcia, David Peralta, very good look versus Arrieta. I like that a lot. Buxton gets overlooked a lot in hit stacks. He's been crushing it at 45. If you do a wraparound stack, that could be one way to get Buxton in there. Going on down farther, you can look at guys like Delino DeShields Jr. if you're stacking Texas or in a cash game at 43, a cash game I can handle, because he'll get on and steal some bags for Starwoody and Hernandez. So something to keep an eye on there. Tommy Pham's only 43 versus Fires. That's a little bit of value in that matchup. Sliding on down, Fulte at 42 could be in play. Harper at 42. He's going to get going. I know it. Franmil Reyes at 42 is not a bad GPP type play. Farther down you go in the 4Ks and then drop down into the 3s eventually. Yeah, guys, Jacoby Jones is on fire in a GPP. You could look there. But Michael Brantley is only 4,100 versus Freddie Peralta. That's a very nice price tag. It's a boomer bust play, as we mentioned already. But there's some upside there in that matchup for sure. You could look at Mark Canha if he makes the lineup facing the lefty Beeks coming in there. That's an option. Nick Castellanos, only 4K versus Junis. Not bad either. But let's get down into the 3Ks where it gets even more fun. And you got the likes of, say, a low Kane's only 39, not running to play that. But Shohei Ohtani at 39 versus Kenta Maeda has some appeal to it. Definite appeal in that one. Cheap Brian Anderson's always in play. Scott Kingery as well. But Josh Reddick at only 38 versus Freddie Peralta. Reddick averaging almost 10 points over his last 10, put up an 8 spot his last time out. Derek Fisher leading off at 38. Both good plays. I prefer Reddick over Fisher, but both very much in play. And then you got our boy. Made his debut on Sunday. Went 1-for-3 with a Jimmy Jack, Yordan Alvarez. He's only 3,800 bucks there versus Freddie Peralta. This is a great spot. Peralta, when he gets beat up, gives up a lot of home runs. And what's Yordan Alvarez do? Hits a lot of home runs. So Alvarez at 3,800 bucks, very, very much worth a look for you there. Many other options down here. You got C. Dix back for Pittsburgh at 37. Marwin Gonzalez at 37 is too cheap. He's going to be in a lot of lineups for me, given I only make like 3 or 4 lineups, but he'll be in maybe half or more of those lineups, 3 or 4 of them even. I love the value with Marwin Gonzalez at 3,700. If you want to get weird, Teoscar Hernandez, big power versus lefties, facing Means at 36 in a GPP. You can use that as some value. Carlos Gonzalez is only 3,600 bucks in Coors. He only got you 2 points last night, but still $3,600 Coors Field. You like that. You like that a lot. That's definitely a play you can lock and load. But lots of stuff down here. Jackie Bradley Jr. at 34, Pender at 34, Eloy Jimenez at 34. Many, many, many ways to go, depending on how you want to stack it up. There's Austin Dean. There's Jose Martinez. So many angles to take a peek at down there. All right, recapping your pitching real quick. You got up top Paxton, Paddock, Corbin. Or no, Paddock, Paxton, Corbin. That's the order. In the middle, Turnbull, Means, Thornton, Junis. Down below, Hudson, Beedy, Lambert. So not the best of pitching, but definitely ways to get stuff done. Looking at stacks on this slate, the Dodgers are in play versus Pena, but Tampa Bay versus Fires, very nice. Don't forget lefties 320, righties 350 versus Fires. That's why Pham, Avisel Garcia are in play with your Meadows of the World and Choi's and Lau's. Lots to like there. Boston versus Gerardo is very much in play. But going on down, obviously you have Coors Field. Those are good looks. But Minnesota versus Mike Leake, smash. Washington versus Manny Manuelos, smash. Atlanta versus Archer could get very, very fun. Don't hate that at all. Lefty's hitting 351, righty's 388. Got Pittsburgh versus Fulte. Lefty's 335, righty's 351. So we might be going back to Atlanta and Pittsburgh in this one. Like that a lot. There's tons of ways to go. When I mentioned like 3/4 of the totals are 9 or higher, there's a lot of ways to go in this slate. So mix and match. Join us in the member Discord at the Quant Edge or come over to fantasysportsdegens.com into the Slack chat and we'll chat it up. Also at fantasysportsdegens.com, the always pressing PGA DFS podcast, previewing the third major of the PGA Tour season, the US Open, dropped last night with myself and Jesse. Go check that out to get your DraftKings lineups ready. And the Bench with Bubba, episode 178 with myself and guest Matt Williams, talks the weekend in fantasy baseball, the recent fab buys in TGFBI, and much, much more. All right, your BVP on this 15-gamer. When you look at home runs, Didi, Gardner, Hicks, Morales, so I'll take Vargas deep. Nothing. On a 15-gamer, you think you'd have something, but there's nothing really standing out here in the BVP world at the moment. Marvin Gonzalez, 8-for-14 with a homer off Mike Leake. Nelly Cruz and Scope have both taken him deep. That's good stuff. Kyle Seager, I told you he hits lefties well. He's hitting .327 off Martin Perez. 17-for-52 with a double and four home runs. That's not bad. Tim Beckham, 5-for-12, two doubles. But that Seager number stands out in a big, big way. That is impressive. You got Nico Goodrum, 5-for-15 with four doubles off Jacob Junis. The Rockies hit Quintana well, 4-for-6, the homer for Blackman. Desmond's 4-for-7, three doubles. Mark Reynolds has taken him deep. A couple things to look at there. When you slide on down even farther, there's really no BVP. That pretty much wraps it up. So there you go. Fun 15-gamer. I'm on Twitter at BDIntric. If you have any questions, hit me up on Twitter there. Or again, check out the TQE member Discord or the Fantasy Degen Slack chat to get all the help you need. But going to be a fun 15-gamer. Hope everybody has a great time with it. Don't stress out too much as 15-gamer. So many options. Such crappy pitching. It's going to be chaotic tonight. Absolute mayhem. But good luck. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, June 11th edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here, and I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.